I want to ask you, like, when the end time comes, there are supposed to be 144,000 of God's sealed people, right?
Yes.
Okay, what's going to happen to the rest of the people? Are we all going to have to die? You know, the rest of the...
No, I've got good news for you. First of all, the 144,000 are found in the book of Revelation, and it's Revelation chapter 7 and chapter 14, two places. And it tells us that beyond the 144,000, there is a great multitude that is saved out of the last tribulation. The 144,000 are not the only ones that are saved, Luanza. The 144,000 are like the last day apostles that God uses to convert a great multitude. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
If you know your Bible, you know in the book of Acts, God poured out his Holy Spirit on the 12 apostles, plus 120 that were in the upper room there. Through their ministry, thousands were baptized, and the Holy Spirit was poured out. Well, they were all Jews.
Okay.
Now God is going to fill 12 times 12,000 with his Spirit, because they're not going just to the Jews, they're going to the whole world. And as a result of the ministry of these last day apostles, so to speak, a great multitude is converted.
So when God comes back, his second coming, it's going to be more than 144,000 Christians.
I certainly believe that's the case.
Oh, and, really?
Yeah, if you read in Revelation chapter 7, verse 13, talks about the 144,000, and the elder who is directing this tour for the Apostle John in this vision, he says, "Who are these arrayed in white robes?" It talks about this great multitude who are in white robes. And he said, "Sir, you know us." He said, "These are they that come out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." Well, Jesus says in Matthew 24, the great tribulation, such as there never has been, is at the end of time. Daniel 12 also tells us that. So you don't need to worry that they're the only ones saved, okay?